picture of what a typical man's body. Remember we talked about that a male body still has breasts? The difference is the females has more fat and mammary glands, right? Okay, so this is what the females, you both still have nipples, but, and some can actually get like fatty tissue in underneath, and so you've probably heard of moobs or man boobs, right? Mm-hmm. Some boys have that.
Didn't they make like a bra?
Oh, I think there's a joke, but I don't think they really do. Anyway, so we learned about the uterus and the ovaries and the fallopian tubes. So this is what it looks like for a man. And I can't make this picture any bigger, I don't think. Well, the people in the back might have trouble seeing. Okay, so inside in the man, there's some tubes in here that carry stuff around too from the, what they call the prostate gland. And then I've not done my homework enough to just know about the internal workings of how a man works because I'm not a guy, right?
Okay.
So I just don't know stuff. Okay.
Oh,
all right. But I've learned it all. I've just forgotten a lot of it. Okay. So moving on, probably don't need to look at that anymore.
No.
Okay. All right. So one thing that can happen to girls when they are on, like, nearing their cycle, is you can get emotional and have mood swings. Okay. So emotional changes can sometimes sneak up on you and start before physical signs of puberty have made themselves known. You may find that you have feelings, you're feeling all the feels and swinging from mood to mood. You're happy one second, the next time you want to cry, the next time you want to be mad, the next time you're happy, you start having a sexual interest in other people. Like, I think that boy is cute. Okay. You know, you might have some things like that. And of course, guys are the same way. She's pretty. Okay. Your energy levels and sleep patterns are out of whack. Even though you might go to sleep all night, you're so, so tired when you wake up in the morning. And I've actually seen, I watched a documentary on one of the science networks when I had satellite TV, and they actually filmed a girl, and she was like 14, so, you know, quite a bit older than you, but she was going through puberty, and you know how sometimes your legs ache because you're growing?
Leg aches.
Have you ever experienced those where your legs ache at night? We call them growing pains when I was a kid.
Yeah.
When you're going through this growth spurt that you've heard us talk about, your body is making a lot of changes. It takes a lot of energy to put you through that. But in this video, they showed a girl sleeping. So, you know, like some of you with a Fitbit, do you have the one that shows your sleep?
I'm pretty sure, but I don't know for sure, but yeah, I think my mom has it.
Okay. Anyway, like in the middle of the night, like if you roll over, it, you know, your body kind of comes out of sleep, but it happens fast enough that you don't really realize it. And I always thought, oh, I need 10 hours of sleep to feel good. Well, after I got my Fitbit, I realized that I don't need 10 hours of sleep. It takes me 10 hours to get 8 hours of sleep because I flip and flop and flip and flop all night long. Okay? So on these Fitbits, if you look at your sleep pattern, every time you like sort of wake up, like to roll over or adjust your covers or whatever, it shows up as a red mark on mine. Wait, you woke up. Well, if you're waking up all night because you're flipping and flopping, are you getting a restful sleep?
No.
So in this video that they were showing of this girl sleeping, she was rolling over like 200 times a night.
Yeah, you told us about
Okay, so do you remember, so can you imagine how exhausted she is in the morning? I haven't shown you the video. I think I've just told you about it. Okay, so you have a question.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I think I've heard about that.
Okay, so when you go to sleep, you do move around a lot. So like when you said, Annabelle, that you couldn't have slept wrong on this shoulder because you woke up on this side, but just because you woke up on this side doesn't mean you didn't sleep on that side. Okay, you just don't remember because you just don't remember everything that happens all night, even if you just kind of bleep a little bit, wake up, and then go back to sleep. Okay, so as you get older, hormones, we've talked about hormones in your body, hormones play a really important role in sleep. And so it's very important if you're not getting enough sleep at night to talk to your parents or maybe even a doctor about getting what can you do to improve sleep. So who was it that asked me about melatonin?
I did.
A lot of people, melatonin naturally happens from our food and in our bodies. It's a sleeping hormone, okay? And so we get some of it from our food, but it exists naturally in our blood, right? But some people don't get enough of it, and so then they have trouble sleeping, so they can take a supplement to help them get the sleep that they need. Okay? Huh? Okay, and your question was?
No, I didn't ask for
Okay, yes?
I have to
take melatonin sometimes. Not every night, but it works for me. Like, most times, if I can tell I'm gonna be like edgy going to sleep, if I just plan ahead and take it, it takes about an hour to an hour and a half for it to kick into my body. So if I feel like, oh, I'm a little restless tonight, I better take that now. It helps me stay asleep longer. A lot of people like my age start to wake up in the middle of the night. Like I will wake up at 2 to 3 o'clock in the morning, and then I can't get back to sleep, and it takes like an hour to 2 hours to get back to sleep.
Yeah.
So that happens.
Tonight I woke up at 2 in the morning, and then I went to bed at 3. I just laid there. Thought about stuff.
Yeah.
And then I just fell back to sleep.
Yeah, okay. So you would say that as last night. All right. So so just know, and boys go through mood swings as well, but it seems like girls go through a little bit more trouble with mood swings than guys do. You might start to feel self-conscious about your changing body and appearance. Girls, you've had a long time in your bodies the way they are now. And as your bodies start to change, you're not going to be able to do things the same way that you used to. My girls had some troubles. They were major tomboys. So all of a sudden they weren't able to climb the rope as fast as they could, or, you know, run as fast with their legs, and because my oldest daughter was a very, very super good athlete, and she was really super, super fast, and so she did really super, super well in track. Like, she went to state all 4 years of high school. She went to state track and competed against the best kids in the state. Very exciting. And I kept telling her, I'm like, yeah, but you haven't grown a butt yet. And a butt, because girls start to get a bigger butt. Remember that hourglass figure that we talked about?
What?
Well, once a girl goes through the end of puberty, you start to grow a butt, right? Okay. So let me finish, okay? So here she'd been, you know, you all have a butt, right? But all of a sudden, she had hips and a butt. And so finally, her senior year, she gets out there, she's running, 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 and she's like, wow, why am I not as fast as I was? And I'm like, well, you've grown a butt. You know, it took her a long time. She didn't grow that butt till before her senior year. But, you know, girls, that's quite a change for your brain to get used to, and it can kind of make you mad. Okay? You can be a little bitter about it. So just know that it's possible that you will have some emotional changes adapting to your new body. Okay? You might not be able to wrestle with the boys anymore quite so much. You know, your body changes. Yes. Question or story?
Question.
Okay.
Do boys go through monthly changes?
No, because remember they have a different set of body parts.
Do we need a bigger butt?
Some men do. Part of that comes from your genetics. If you look at your parents and your grandparents, if your parents and grandparents have a big butt, you're likely to have a big butt. If you're a girl, if people in your family have a big chest, you know, you're likely to have a big chest also. So part of the changes then we haven't gotten to, we started to get with boys, you know, these neck muscles get bigger, right? And can you feel, if you press gently, you don't want to press hard because it hurts, but boys will get, can you, everybody go, huh? Can you feel your vocal cords?
Yeah, we get like an echo.
Okay, that's your voice box. And men will get, that will get larger and it will stick out. And it's called an Adam's apple. Okay?
Like
genetically, if you look at your parents or your grandparents, if they have a large Adam's apple, chances are you will have a large Adam's apple. Okay? Alright, so that's a thing that happens to men. I'm not going to talk over you, Blake. Okay, so men will get a bigger, thicker neck, okay, and they'll get a bigger chest muscles, right? Okay, they'll get bigger muscles in their arms, okay? That's all part of growing up, okay? Do women get the Adam's apple?
No.
Sometimes. It can be a strong genetic trait, meaning that you can have it. I thought I was going to have a pretty large Adam's apple for a while, but then I grew into it, and it's not noticeable now. Okay. All right. So people in my family, you can look at them. We have no hips. You know, we are straight. We're straight from the shoulders down. We're straight. We have no hips. We don't go like this. Most women go like this. Okay. My family goes like this. Okay, so some people, and we talked, do you remember when we talked about the mesomorphs and the endomorphs and the ectomorphs and our somatotypes?
I was probably not here.
Do you remember when I showed you the pictures of the round people? Even though they might be skinny, they look round still. Do you remember that? Apples, pears. Yeah, remember we looked at this picture here with the somatotypes? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Okay, that's because of your genetics. Okay, can't change it. Round people can exercise. That might help, but they're still going to look roundish, even if they're totally lean. Yes. Yes.
So can someone be so big, but they have a lot of muscle?
Yes.
Like strong people, like stronger than...
Think of The Rock.
Yeah, but...
Think of somebody like him.
But then the strongest people on Earth, then, they're fat, but they're not fat.
Well, the definition of fat is meaning that you have too much body fat, too much storage fat.
Yeah, but they're like big, but it's just a muscle.
So they're not fat, they're just big. Do you see the difference?
Yeah. Not really.
Okay, I'm going to show you guys a picture real quick. I was going to save this till later, but I think this fits right now.
Is it like here?
I'm going to show you some pictures.
Oh, no.
Do you want to see the men's picture or the women's picture first?
I don't know.
The men? Okay, I'll show you the men's picture first. Okay.
They're not naked.
Okay.
Oh, okay. That's
okay. That's a lot better.
That's not expected.
Yeah, that's.
That dude has some big feet.
All right.
The farm.
Okay, now listen. You're looking at this picture. What's normal supposed to look like anyway? They're all normal. Do they all look exactly the same?
No.
No. The point is, everybody is normal. Okay? So the story about this is, take your pick. Every teen here is healthy, looks great, and is normal. And that proves a point. Normal isn't just one height or weight defined by anybody in the movies, television, or magazines. Normal, healthy, young men come in a whole lot of shapes and sizes. So now can you look at these people and say, are any of them fat?
Not really.
Maybe one.
This guy might not be fat. He looks larger than the others because of his somatotype. He's round. Do you see how he has a round face? He has round shoulders. He has a round butt. He has round legs. Okay? His genetics determined his shape. Okay? Is he necessarily fat?
No.
If he's a healthy weight, he is not fat. Okay? This guy, he's huge. This guy here is... this guy here is 6'1", so he's, who's that tall in our school?
Campbell?
No, Campbell's not that tall yet. Yeah, Miss Tenner is like 6'1", but this guy weighs 210 pounds.
Whoa!
Okay, that's still not that big for a high school kid.
My dad's that big.
Yeah, most of your dads are probably like 200-ish pounds.
Yeah.
My husband, how many of you know my husband?
I do. He's really nice. He buys us drinks.